You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
Rail companies have an obligation to tell us what the cheapest fares are when we buy our tickets, but they don't. When the Times checked out 50 journeys, they found it was possible to get a cheaper fare on 33 of them than the advertised fare. Here's what Alex Neil from the consumer watchdog Which? Says.
I think for rail companies, they have acted far too slowly on this. Many people, including Which?, have been telling them for years that there's a big problem here. The problem really, though, is that there isn't a lot of pressure on them, it would seem, to make sure that they update their systems and actually improve the ticketing. But I think that, you know, you have to then look to the government here and the regulator to say, what pressure have they been putting on the train companies to actually up their game and make this happen? After all, this isn't something that really train companies are going to benefit from, unless they are really customer focused, and therefore they need to feel the pressure of the regulator and the government telling them to act here.
Well, Jacqueline Starr is the Rail Delivery Group's Managing Director of Customer Experience, and she's on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
And you speak for the rail companies, obviously. Why have they not been meeting their obligations?
I think, first of all, just to highlight that the rail industry is very successful in terms of the number of passengers that
travel. Yeah, can I ask you about why they are not meeting their obligations of the respect that we're talking about here this morning?
So we want to put customers at the heart of everything that we do. Most of the journeys that we offer customers and the fares that we offer customers are the best fare.
Well, let me ask you the question again, if I may. Why 33 out of the 50 journeys that the Times logged, why could they get a cheaper fare than that which was offered by the companies?
There are a couple of issues here. Let me just explain why this is happening. So there are two reasons, and Alex is correct in highlighting that there are some system challenges in terms of...
These aren't challenges, are they? What we're discovering, and you're still, with great respect, you're not answering the question directly. People go along, they buy a ticket in good faith, believing that it is the best deal they can get for that particular journey. In 33 out of the 50 cases that the Times highlighted, that was not the case. Why? Simple question.
The reason that's not the case is because in some instances, not all, and most instances this isn't the case, but in some instances...
33 out of 50?
In some instances, customers won't be offered the best fare. They'll be offered a fastest fare, and that's down to the way that the systems are currently constructed.
No, not so, because in the cases that the Times looked at, in many of those cases, you arrived at exactly the same time, regardless of the fare. So that isn't the case.
We want to offer the best fare for the customer.
Yes.
But that's exactly what we're focusing on.
But you're not doing it, is my point, and I'm asking you why you're not doing it.
So I want to look to the future.
No, I want you to look a little bit at the past, if I may, because then we can judge the kind of service that you've been offering people. Why, in this case, in these 50 cases that the Times highlighted, in 33 of them, did people not get the best deal?
The other reason that the fares are constructed in the way they are is because of market demand, and those fares are set up to offer customers the fares that they're asking for through routes.
Sorry, people ask for a dearer fare than they could otherwise get. I simply don't believe that.
As I've highlighted, that the fares themselves are constructed based on the demand of that particular route. So an A to B route as opposed to a composite route, which is perhaps several different journeys.
They're not different journeys. That is the whole point. What they do, what the customers do, if they're smart enough and know enough to do it, and why should most people? Because, you know, they're not going to spend days researching their rail journey, are they? What they discover is that, what the Times discovered, is that if you buy separate tickets from the southwest of Birmingham or whatever it happens to be, you will be able to get a cheaper fare. Now, that is patently daft, isn't it? It may make the companies more money, but it's bad for the customer. That's the point I'm trying to get at here.
And I don't disagree with you. My role is to represent the customer, and that is not what we want the customer to experience. Oh. So that's absolutely, you're fair and correct in saying that that's not the service that we want to provide for the customer. That's what we're focused on changing.
Right.
That's why we're having conversations with the government and the Department for Transport. We've been having those conversations for a while. That's why we want to drive a reform of the fares, and that's why we're focusing a lot of effort in understanding the needs of the customer, understanding also emerging needs. The way that customers purchase fares from us, the way that customers travel has changed. It's very different from how it was 30 years ago, and some of our current constructs is set up to cater for the needs of the customers.
All right, and the other thing that you're not doing, and you're required to do this, is labelling machines, the machines, the self-service machines at the stations, which tells so that they tell people they may not be getting the cheapest fares possible. Now, that is a requirement on the train operators, and they're not meeting that obligation.
That is a requirement. There were some inaccuracies in the recent reporting, and 95% of those vending machines do show customers what fares are available via those machines. I accept that that should be 100%, and we are.
Well, the Times says at least half of the 63 machines they analysed were not labelled or featured scanned information. Half of them.
That's not accurate, and the reason that's not accurate is because some of that signage was electronic, and what they hadn't done is has gone into the system to actually present themselves with the first screen, which is what the customer would have saw had they have initiated a ticket purchase.
Kathleen Starr, many thanks.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.